Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I'm honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is December 20th, 2021. That's right, 5 days before Christmas, everyone. So happy holidays to everybody out there and get ready for the new year. Today we have a few special guests from Noble Citrus. That's right, we start the episode off with Quentin Rowe, and we are going to chat about, that's right, Florida Citrus, everyone. And then we're going to hear from some of the family members and employees of Noble Citrus for this Christmas special. Don't forget, next week, December 29, 2021, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, we have our last virtual networking hour hosted by the Produce Industry Podcast. So look out for that, register for it, and get on and network and be ready for execution in 2022. Each week, check out Fresh from the Field Fridays by Dan the Produce Man as we unwrap and unravel what's hot in the marketplace and some of Dan's favorites. I want to thank everyone who participated this year in the Produce Industry Podcast or the Produce Industry Show. We have so much more to come for 2022 and beyond, and can't wait to serve the industry that I love so much, which is the produce and supply chain industry, everyone. And I say we get this episode started, bring on Quentin Rowe from the Green Room, and really get rocking around this Christmas tree during this Christmas episode, everyone. So without further ado, let's get my buddy Quentin Rowe on the line today. Hey, Quentin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Patrick, it's so good to be back. This is a lot of fun.
Man, I'm telling you, I wish we were in person, right? I sometimes think we should be scheduling these recordings at the office there with you, just so we can get the ambiance, the citrus smell, the flavors, and heck, probably cut a piece of citrus and enjoy them, right?
You're right, but this is just high energy, high volume time right now. Packing house is running. Long days. That's what Christmas is all about, at least in the citrus industry, right?
Right, so, man. That's wintertime, baby.
Yeah, we're coming into the end of our Pomelo deal, which has been an amazing deal this year. The fruit has just been beautiful. It's been very delicious. The autumn honey, which is where we are right now, we're full blast as hard as we can go. The shelves are full and they're getting unstocked and restocked on a daily basis. And we're only about a week, 10 days away from Juicy Crunch. And boy, you know what that means.
Hey, listen, everybody, it's the week of Christmas, okay? And happy holidays to everyone out there, whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah. Listen, it's the holidays. Come on, we all know this. It doesn't matter what you walk outside of your front door, you see Christmas lights, you see the candles in the windows, and it makes you smile. I mean, it really does. And I tell everybody, I'm a huge citrus guy, and listen, everybody, Noble might be a sponsor, but I'm still a citrus fan with or without Noble, with or without Golden Star. I'm still a huge citrus fan. And during the winter, that's what my winters always consisted of, right? Hard work, I'll tell you that, Quentin, of being out in the fields, right? Getting ready for the crops in California. And it just reminds me of ready for this, Quentin. And let's give our listeners, a crisp view. It's like, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, walking into the packing house when it's still, about 46 to 56 degrees outside, right? Yeah. And hearing the belts run, smelling the citrus, and all you hear is the chur. And listen, that's Christmas to me. I call that Disneyland for oranges or Disney World here in Florida, but I love it, man. That's what brings memories to me during Christmas time. Isn't that weird? It's kind of crazy, huh?
No, because that's exactly what my whole life has been about. I it's fun listening to you because there's that passion you have that started on the West Coast, but It's the same passion that we have here in Florida. It's the exact same thing.
I love it. And again, you know, going back to, you talked about the autumn honey. Everybody, I tried the autumn honey for the first time this year. I tried the road tangerine for the first time this year. I talk about this all the time. Listen, if you're a consumer listening to this podcast and you live in like California or Oregon or one of those West Coast states, you don't get all of this Florida tangerine, Quentin, as you and I have talked about. So transitioning, you know, to the East Coast, I now get to taste all these tangerines and, you know, things that I never had. Heck, Dan, the produce man of Vakian, said to you in the field, we do not get these in San Francisco. We don't. So even him being here, he had the delight of trying all these.
And that was special having Dan here. I think a lot of people get lost in the helter-skelter that goes on this time of year, but this is a great time to just center yourself and love the citrus and love the season.
Yeah, not us. We're like, heck yeah, let's go. Let's move it forward. Well, speaking of the holidays, let's talk about the family because, you know, the Rowe family has been in the citrus industry for over 100 years. It seems like over 100 years at this point. I keep saying that, you know, you're going to tell us the exact amount of years. And listen, I mean, I've been able to form this partnership with you guys, talk about citrus, which one is one of my favorite things, right? And I know we're still battling. You're trying to get me on the side of like 100% Juicy Crunch, but I'm still kind of on that DecoPon. I know we're going to battle on that a little bit. They definitely complement each other, but you know, the family is what I loved about you guys the most. I mean, fourth generation, you know, seeing the family history and that's what, you know, the holidays is about, Quentin. It's about family, right? It's about getting together and celebrating, you know, what we're all thankful for.
You're exactly right. And while our company, our incorporated company's been doing this for 95 years, my grandfather started probably 12 or 13 years before he incorporated this company. He had a couple of little side gigs before that. So
little farmer stands on the side of the road. No, I get it.
I got some of his old citrus labels. I got labels from Winter Haven Fruit Sales Corporation, which was his corporation before there was W.G. Rowe and Sons. So, I mean, he was marketing. He was doing this thing before W.G. Rowe and Sons started 95 years ago.
Love it. Well, you know, and that's what we want to hear from. You know, we are going to hear a little bit, everybody, you know, from some of the Rowe family, you know, Quentin himself here, and then some of the other employees at Noble Citrus, hear from them, you know, hear why they love citrus so much and why they love working for the family. And, you know, Quentin, I got to say it as always, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I appreciate you being a sponsor of the podcast. And obviously, I appreciate the relationship of both of us loving citrus together, right? That's the main thing right there, is that you and I can sit and not even have a conversation and just eat tangerine after pomelo after orange. Am I right?
Oh, you are so right. And there's nothing I like doing better. Maybe golf, but okay.
All right, golf and eat, but you can do both of those at the same time too.
At the same time, right?
I was, you know, it's like some people that say they smoke cigars and golf. I'm like, you could do that at the same time too. So, you know, Quentin, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Let's take a quick break, hear from the sponsors, and then hear from the Rowe family and Noble Citrus employees.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? We're talking about our weekend winner for December. One of my favorite fruit items, we're talking about pineapple. Woo! Not only do we have fives, sixes, sevens, eights, that's four different SKU sizes available for those of you that are focused on impressing your customers with big fruit, for those of you that are focused on driving value for your consumer, and those of you that want the hottest price in the market, Indianapolis Fruit's got all the bulk pineapple offerings that you may need. Pineapple are a fantastic item to go all out in merchandising in December. Big impact displays with multiple sizes, incorporate some dried pineapple or complimentary items into that set. But really, all it takes with some pineapple, guys, is to stack it high and let it fly. Be gold, be bold, and make sure pineapple are a priority for you this December.
What's even more convenient than having fresh cut apple slices ready to snack on? Having them delivered to your doorstep. Arctic apple varieties are now included in FlavorWave boxes in the Los Angeles area. Plus, subscribers can scan a special QR code for their chance to win an Arctic apple prize pack. Discover a wave of freshly picked flavor when you crunch into an Arctic Golden or an Arctic Granny Fresh Slice. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show. Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from our sponsors. Want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Quentin Rowe for jumping on and co-hosting the first part of this episode. And now it's time to hear from the Rowe family and colleagues. Jingle bell,
this is Jeff Rowe. I'm Director of Ag Operations. My favorite piece of citrus is actually one we don't grow anymore, but it's called the Nova Tangelo. And my favorite thing about the holiday season around WG Rowe is the Packing House dessert contest at Thanksgiving.
Hello. My name is Dan Arnold. I am the Director of Sales for Noble Worldwide Citrus Sales. My favorite piece of fruit is the Juicy Crunch. Reason being, it is sweet, seedless, and easy to peel. Also, the reason I enjoy working for the family business is because it is a family business, and they are so easy and reachable and understanding and able to talk to.
Hello and Merry Christmas from Bill and Carol Rowe at William G. Rowe & Sons. This is the time of year for just a couple of weeks that we get to enjoy all three of our favorite citrus fruits at the same time. Starburst Pomelo, Rowe Tangerine, and Noble Juicy Crunch Tangerine. For four generations, our family tradition has been to squeeze fresh tangerine juice on Christmas morning.
Over time, the varieties have changed, but without question, the all-time favorite is today's Noble Juicy Crunch. Served extra cold, its sweetness and aroma are without comparison. Toast this holiday season with your own glass of Noble Juicy Crunch Tangerine Juice.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Quentin and Lori Rowe. Lori, what is your favorite piece of Noble Citrus?
Oh, that's an easy one for me. It's Juicy Crunch.
I agree with that. Juicy Crunch. It's the best tangerine in the world today. It's our crown jewel. Lori, what do you enjoy most about this family business?
Well, living in an orange grove is pretty awesome. But even beyond that, I think growing citrus is an honorable way to earn a living. And we're pretty excited about the fact that the product that we grow keeps families healthy.
I would second that. And being part of a 95-year-old family business is a pretty neat tradition in itself. So every family's got quirky little things that they do, and ours is probably no different. Lori, what would you say is that one little offbeat thing that...
Well, we always remind each other that your dad had a saying. When it comes to doing a job, there's a wrong way, there's a right way, and there's the Rowe way.
Ah, the Rowe way. Well...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.